This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Over the past few years, we've heard a bit about the rise of antisocial behaviour and the pressure on our hospitals as a result of binge drinking every Friday and Saturday night. But surprisingly, a new survey of Australians' drinking habits has revealed that most Australians are actually drinking less. Dr. Michael Livingston is from the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, who carried out the study. Hi, Dr. Livingston.
Hi, Katrina.
Now, this was a pretty big survey, wasn't it?
Yeah, the survey is run by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, so we're just analysing their data, but it's four waves of 25,000, roughly, people each, so about 100,000 Australians over 10 years.
Pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, huge.
And how are the country's drinking habits changing?
At the overall level, not much at all. If you look at per capita consumption, there's been really no change in the last 10 years, but when you dig beneath that, you see that, as you say, most of us, 90% of the population are drinking less than they were 10 years ago, but the 10% of people who are the heaviest drinkers are actually drinking more. So they kind of balance each other out, but we're seeing a kind of concentration of drinking in this heavy drinking group.
Yeah, and so does the fact that the heavy drinkers are drinking more explain the increases in alcohol-related crime and violence that we're always hearing about and all the stress in emergency departments on Friday and Saturday night?
It's certainly a pointer to what's going on. I don't think it explains the whole pattern because the increases in harms are really quite large, but it contributes to that explanation, absolutely. If you've got people who are already drinking quite heavily and you add more alcohol to that, then you're going to see more of them end up in hospital and more of them end up involved in incidents, as you say, on Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, so, well, I wanted to ask you about sort of the health impacts of what we're seeing. Do we know what the consequences are?
I mean, we've seen in Australia something like a doubling of liver cirrhosis hospitalisations in the last 10 or 15 years. So there's, along with the kind of really obvious acute stuff that we see all the time in the papers and on TV, the violence and the injuries, there are some really serious chronic disease outcomes as well where people are drinking over a long period and finding themselves very unwell and in hospital for a range of issues.
Yeah, that's not good. And what about women? Because we're hearing that the drinking habits of women are changing.
Yeah, this study didn't look particularly at gender, but there's some other work that's been going on at NDARC that's reviewed the literature internationally, and certainly in the developed world, in high-income countries, women's drinking is becoming more and more similar to men's. Basically, as in general, the barriers between the genders and inequalities are reduced, then drinking behaviours are becoming more and more similar.
Okay, so are there problems associated with that, or...?
I think it's a bit of a mix. I think we're seeing women sort of catching up to men, but also in some areas we're seeing men slowing down. So it has problems. It's bringing new people in to this kind of risky drinking category, but we're also seeing a bit of moderation amongst some of the young men as well.
Okay. So what do we need to do in response to what you've learned from this survey?
It's a good question. It seems pretty clear that we've managed to kind of get a message through to most of the population that alcohol has a whole bunch of risks and you've got to think about your health when you're drinking. And so we've seen people cut back, but we're not getting this message through to the people who we really need to, the heavy drinkers. And there's a few options that governments have to take it further. And we know, for example, that there's pretty good evidence that heavy drinkers are responsive to price. So there's some change around the taxation system or some minimum pricing sort of regime would have an impact on heavy drinking and reduce some of the problems. But we could also think about interventions in the health system, either through brief interventions when somebody's in the doctor's surgery, just having a chat about whatever their health issues, to include alcohol in that discussion, and also facilitating access to treatment. There's a lot of demand for treatment for people who are trying to cut back on their drinking, and the treatment sector is really under the pump in terms of servicing that demand. So expanding our treatment options and intervening with people in the general health system about drinking would be more targeted ways to get at this heavy drinking group.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your time. Now, before you go, I just have to ask you this question. Do people always say to you, Dr. Livingston, I presume?
Oh, indeed. I've heard it about a dozen times today.
I mean, do you think that, at some level, is this why you're in this field?
I held off doing a PhD for a while just to avoid the jokes. But yeah. Eventually you have to bite the bullet.
Well, I'm glad it hasn't held you back.
That's right. Thanks, Katrina.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Michael Livingston from the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre talking about their latest study into the drinking habits of Aussies.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.